96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
Doing what we call Bahama Rock. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Bahama Rock. Early in the morning
till late at night,
everybody's happy,
no one's at night.
Early in the morning
till late at night,
everybody's happy,
no one's at night.
Rock from sun to sun we call.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM Radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, here on this beautiful Monday afternoon in the summertime. As that thing comes to an end, I know that you're praying, giving God praise as you kneel down the evenings. I don't know how you pray. And you say, Father, I give you praise, dear God. I know that the summer is hot and these children were extremely hungry. We thank you for teachers, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for being able to take our children from us only for a little piece of time. My God, yeah, yeah, yeah. We have a greater appreciation for teachers after we've gone through this trial and tribulation of having to watch our own children. We realize God is a good God. We should pay teachers more money. Amen. It's a beautiful day, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to join in the conversation as we dive in, chop the thing down, and being able to dive into exactly what's what. You know, we got some things going on for you next week. We're going to be able to do a great deal of things for you next week, getting into that conversation with Stay Sober Bahamas, right? It's what it's called. It's Stay Sober Bahamas, right? It's really a conversation about with independence to talk about whether or not the country is prepared to move in the right direction, in a particular direction, rather, and whether or not we're able to open our eyes beyond the tradition of the politics that exist and getting to a space for growth and development. We can talk about that next week as we've been able to do that and get some great confirmations for good conversations. So we can be able to dive into that. Before we dive into anything today, I got a shout out to my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. If you're in the market for insurance, bulk insurance, individual insurance, residential, commercial insurance, whatever you're in the market for, you can get that thing taken care of over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They are number one, numero uno, in the business. They are very good, man, affordable, accessible, and really considerate for the public and for all those patrons and other persons who want to be able to participate in it. They're very good, man, very affordable. I have all my cars insured with them. All my stuff is insured with them. And you want to go and check them out. If you're in the market and you're looking for that for your taxis, your jet skis, your liveries, all those particular things, you want to go down there and check them out, right? They are at number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Go down there. It's the orange building off to the left-hand side. If you're heading south, to the right-hand side if you're heading north. And orange and black building. Just ask for my good friend, Ethric Bo. Just say, Howard, send me down here. I come to look for the thing. You get down there. You'll be able to take care of that. If you get your taxis or your jet skis, liveries, and you get a bunch of plates, you need insurance, these are the people. They can give you in-house financing. Go check them out. They take very, very, very good care of you. The number is 3411AFS, 3411AFS. Now, I am jumping to the conclusion and the assumption that they had some issues with the telephone last week. But if you can't get that, just text me. I'll give you some more information on how you can be able to get them, okay? So that's that, guys. I got to be able to shout out my good, decent people, man. Y'all are very good. And guys, make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper, all the information's in the paper today. As we continue to be able to do this, in the midst of summer, things are heating up. As we can be able to find out exactly what's what here in the Guardian newspaper. You can be able to see it. Unreasonable, right? The Prime Minister fired back at the Grand Bahama Port Authority. Why do y'all use words like fire back? I think that's crazy. I mean, to me. It's been a staple in traditional media, sort of an anchor in traditional media, right? We say row, we say fire back. We say those things to make it seem contentious. But is it really? I'm not going to fight you. I'm just reading the paper, right? So it says, there aren't two governments in the Bahamas. Technically, there are two governments in the PLP. I just want to be decent. I just want to be decent. Oh, God. We understand that there's a prime minister in North Africa. Wait a minute, let me be decent today. technically, the Quasi government is a government that's not necessarily so, but performs as though. And the reign that you've given them, the genuflection that governments has continued to be able to take over the course of time with them, right? This sort of a course and time that has actually moved, and we've seen some things. Let's just be decent. We've seen some things, right? The relationship that was had with Edward St. George and Jack Haywood, and the things, the concessions, the opportunities, the blind eye to certain aspects of things, we've seen those things. We've seen significant relationships with the Grand Bahama Port Authority, and more specifically with the Free National Movement. We've seen those things. And I just think that this is sort of a shot in the dark. I think that this is... And can we talk about this like this today? Can we? I just want to know. I don't know if you're ready for this kind of a conversation. But I think that there is a level of transparency that is required. A level of honesty. I had a very good conversation with a very good friend of mine this morning. He called me. He says, Howard, it's time to be able to have a very sobering conversation. I say it's peculiar that you would use the word sober because I've identified that word in preparation for what we want to be able to do next week. He said, no, Howard, it's time for a sobering conversation. It's time for us to be able to talk about that. And I say that is the next week is called, next week what we're going to be doing with the independents is called Stay Sober Bahamas, an independent initiative realigning a nation disenchanted with traditional politics. That's what it is. Stay Sober, S-O-B-E-R. Stay Sober Bahamas, an independent initiative realigning a nation disenchanted with traditional politics. And it was peculiar that he actually called me this morning and he says, Howard, you got to be able to tell them, stay sober. He said, the truth of the matter is that we need to have a sober conversation. So I listened and we talked for about an hour or so. And in the midst of the conversation, what came up was the fact that the government has taken on this sort of a course to say to Grand Bahama, we're going to do this, more specifically the PLP, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and we haven't seen any of those things. The Prime Minister has taken on this tone now, and the only thing that he's extracted from what we heard in the past is hope. And maybe because I scrutinize him about the concept and idea of using hope relentlessly and very loosely, we hope to have a bias soon. All of us hope. We hope, but we strategically put you in place to ensure that you can be able to actively move towards the acquisition and the tangibility of our hopes to bring that to a reality. But you can't be in a position that we've given you a kinetic position that can move towards progression and growth and tangibility, and you hoping just like us, my God, well, why we put you there? Why we put you there? We wasted our time. If you hoping just like me, then we wasted our time. Not in a bad way. Not like a dissing manner, but I think we're very casual and not deliberate with the language that we use. And so I saw this, and I wanted to kind of talk about that. Davis Lembas, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, says that the government will secure growth for Freeport. It's very peculiar. It's very peculiar. This is a shot in the dark. I want to say this. This is a shot in the dark. The Progressive Liberal Party recognizes that Grand Bahama, for the most part, has been dubbed FNM country, has been identified by default. They move towards the FNM, right? Out of the five constituencies, recently five constituencies, previously six constituencies, it is an assured thing that the FNM would win 60 to 75% of those seats. It's an assured thing, okay? The only one that you can be able to teeter with and kind of play with whether or not the PLP will be able to have that as an anchor is West End. And we saw Pakisha take that, and we saw David Wallace had that at one point. But for the most part, over the past two decades, it's been Obi Wilchka. Now Obi is gone. He's off the scene entirely. And now we have to have a very clear conversation. And I think that this kind of an aggressive tone and this sort of significant push to show themselves aggressive in Grand Bahama is a chance that the PLP is willing to take. Yeah. They're not doing this for Grand Bahamians. Oh, God, we can talk today. Let me write down these things. They're not doing this. Today's what, August 12th? August 12th, 2024. Happy birthday to all those persons who are celebrating a birthday today. I want to be able to say, man, the PLP is not doing this. Stance, these commitments, this sort of an idea for Grand Bahama and the growth and development that can happen there. They're not taking on this strong tone with the Port Authority because they want to be able to see revival, restoration, realignment for the people of Grand Bahama. They ain't doing that for that. This is a shot in the dark. If this aggressive tone works, if this aggressive approach works, then we did well. If it doesn't work and we lose five seats, there's a possibility of more seats in the Family of Islands and in the city of Nassau. You know why? Because we will be the government that used strong tone and cast a vision, but those Grand Bahamians are just stubborn. They silly, man. They FNM people. Don't worry about that. That's sort of the mindset. I realize that this ain't got nothing to do with Grand Bahamians. Nothing to do with Grand Bahamians. This is a shot in the dark. All this is hope. This is a Hail Mary thrown up there, a political campaign that you've turned your back on and hope to God it hit. You get either a field goal or you get a shot. That's all you're doing. Because none of this is realistic. This is not a strategic approach to be able to mend and form significant relationships so the people of Grand Bahama, which is the proverbial ants of Grand Bahama, the elephants that are fighting, have no consideration for the people. You're not taking care of the people. If we look at the landscape and we look at the layout of what's happening at Grand Bahama, this administration is seeking to provide opportunities for homes. So you can put people in the homes, you can put them back in the ghetto. Being able to do that, people are paying for their home, they're celebrating, you take all the pictures, the photo op, you go in the front of them people's house, you clip the big ribbon, the big scissors, you walk inside the house, the people got the baby and the pampers and the onesie and they walking around the place and whatnot, you taking pictures. That the PLP, we, this government, this administration, this New Day administration, we've done that. And you turn your back and these people don't know how they can eat to start playing. These people don't know in Grand Bahama how they can find food. Oh God, if something happened in this country. If something happened in this country. If we can't find a delivery of food for 3 weeks, people in Grand Bahama don't know what they will do. I'm not talking about the well-off people. I'm not talking about the people who are strategic to find opportunities. I'm not talking about the people who forge relationships. I'm not talking about the people who have a supplemental income and other supplies from their family and friends and lovers off island who could move here and there. And they just anchored. There's a hub that is Grand Bahama. I'm talking about the grassroots people who live in Grand Bahama, the working class people that live in Grand Bahama are hurting. I told you about Grand Bahama. I told you about Grand Bahama. I told you that the most feminine of women who always get their nails done, their hair done, so forth and so on, and I will never call these people names, but it hurt my heart to see that when the transition happened over at the then Our Lakaya Hotel, Grand Lucayan Hotel. The transition happened. People lost their jobs. Girls who were serving for years and was able to take care of themselves found themselves doing scrap metal. And I called certain people at ZNS at the time, and they say, these is a real story. She said, but how would I can't do them stories? I just take directive. You know, I honest to God, these are the conversations that I've had. I say, these are the real stories. I mean, listen to me. This is before I was in media. I said, this is a story that you can do. I'd love to be a part of this. How about I can't do that story? They ain't gonna let that run. I just take directive. You know, you want me to lose my job? These are real stories with real people in Grand Bahama who can't find nothing to eat, who've done everything. And then you modify the scrapping industry. You made modifications to scrap meddling. You put significant restrictions on that and a few dollars that the people was making to be able to put something on the table. What they got to resort to? Selling their bodies. This is what you put on the Grand Bahamian people. This is what the government of the Bahamas has rest upon the shoulders of Grand Bahamians. But no one will talk like that. You will come back and you will say that we will secure the growth for Grand for Freeport. This is ridiculous. Unrealistic. And it's disheartening. It's unreasonable that the Prime Minister doesn't understand that the issue that is in Grand Bahama is of mammoth proportions. This is a whopper. I'm not talking broiled. I'm talking about a hell of an issue in Grand Bahama. That the people, the pride that's layered on them, generations of pride, that their mouths will be stink because it's pinned down and they're not want to be able to open it up and ask for help, but their hearts are broken. And so they turn their thing on themselves. They turn to alcoholism. They turn to prostitution. They turn away from the church because they feel like there's no savior in Grand Bahama as they cry out to the heavens for an opportunity. This casual conversation, which is political chess, that you're seeking to strategically put yourself in the position of empowerment to be viewed as the savior for Grand Bahama, is not true. You need help. You need help. We need help. And I think it needs to be an honest, sobering conversation. These people, many of them, my friend called me this morning. He says, Howard, it's time to be able to say that some people won't be able to afford a home. It's time for us to be able to say that some people will be renters for the rest of their lives. And people need to wake up to this clear understanding. But we play in with this. We play in. We casual. We believe that everything is okay. We want to have a conversation now. You can be able to look into the papers. All the information is in the paper. You can be able to pick it up and find it exactly was what 4 million passengers at the new airport record. That's a new airport record. 4 million passengers. This is peculiar. 4 million passengers. Let's read the top of the story. This here is in the Tribune. So the Nassau Airport Development Company and the Lyndon Pinnock International Airport welcome a record 4.06 million passengers in the fiscal year 2024, a milestone in the airport's recovery from the pandemic. It is peculiar that we can celebrate 4 million people. And I can't walk to carry my son to catch a flight to go back to school without taxi drivers and livery drivers stopping me and say, man, we got to do something over here, man. It's peculiar that if we open up Bahamas Press and Bahamas News Mobile and 242 and the Know and all these other things, we could see taxi drivers ready to go at each other's throat. $4 million? 4 million people? And you're still pussing? Not in a bad way. I ain't dissing you. I'm only asking you. 4 million people. And you still renting somebody SUV. 4 million people. And you can't afford nothing for yourself? Something I don't understand is math is, what Taraji say? The math ain't matting. It's not mathing. See, when you boast of these things, you have to know that our responsibility is not only to be able to shower you with accolades as the government in position, but to look at the contrast as to whether or not everyone, if all boats are being risen as the tide rises. Let's talk about these things, guys. Got to take this quick commercial break. We're going to be right back. after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bonneville Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marco's Pizza, Nassau Cruise Port, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. I'm being able to chop the thing down, just having a sobering conversation. That's it. I think it's time for sobriety. I think it's time for us to be able to put that drink down. I think it's time for those planks, those beams that are in our eyes, that we not concern ourselves right now, not yet, with our neighbor's planks and the beams that we must sweep around our own front door. And we must do that with sobriety. We must do that sober. We must do that out the robe of our political allegiance. My God, I just want to be decent with you. Without being able to throw on your night garment and say, my God, you know, it's a PLP. And boy, trust me, you got to do better than that. You got to do better than that. Stop lying to yourself. Stop it. Stop it. Stop trying to give me this rhythm and concept and idea that things are well, and try to hit me with a plethora of things that this particular administration has done. And I ask you, right after this conversation, you ask me to buy you a beer. No, boy, Howard, the PLP did well. No, boy. Listen to me. Who built the schools? Who can build the schools? Who modified these things? Who did that? Boy, use a hard PLP? Yeah, man, Howard. Listen, man. You can't get me too Guinness. You need to stop, sir. You need to stop. You need to stop. I don't know whether it's your nature to request or you've given insight, or whether it is that your thirst and you've been talking so much that you need to be able to now quench your thirst. I don't know, but I know you ain't coming off for it yourself. We're wilding out today. You're wilding out. You gotta be honest today. Nowhere. How is it we could sit down here and have conversation about numbers after numbers after numbers and after numbers? We've been record-breaking numbers. Somebody soon cut a cake. Record-breaking numbers. And taxi drivers fighting right in the... These are the first line that you meet. The fella called me and says, Howard, I will have a significant conversation about you because road traffic shouldn't be doing some of the things that they're doing down there. And they should not be hosting people in this particular area. And that's why we had to get our vests. And that's why things to do. I stand up right there. That's the day my truck get towed. No. This is the second time they do it. They do it two times they did that. When I go on to buy the ticket, my truck get towed. I was sitting out there listening to them. And I listened to them because I've already watched the video. And now you're giving me numbers that 4.6 million people have come through Lyndon Pinden International Airport. And these fellas still out here renting SUVs. How much y'all is rented for? $175 a day? Let's just be real. Let's shoot straight. No, boy, how would I can make that, you know? All I got to do is make three run. I'm good. Let's be decent, man. Somebody do numbers. Everything in this life has inflated significantly. The ticket gone up. The taxes for the ticket gone up. These people, the hotel gone up. Everything gone up and you ain't making no money. But you're still wrapping your robe. Oh, by God, the F&M, the PLP. You need to stop. You need to stop. But now. Shoot straight. Don't bend it. Shoot straight. Let's deal with the thing. Lines are wide open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence. 242-300-5720. Hit me up. 422-4796. Telephone call on the line. Thanks so much for holding.
Hey. A pleasant good afternoon. How you doing?
Anton, first out the gate.
First out the gate. How you doing, man?
Praise God. I live in it. Oh, it's good, man.
All right. You need to stop it. You need to stop it. Every conversation, Howard.
I must stop. You come to help me start. I must stop.
No, Howard, don't misunderstand me.
Okay, let's go.
I'm just repeating what you said.
You
need to stop it. You need to stop it. And now I'm saying this is a heavy conversation.
I like it.
I appreciate and I value what you are expressing today highly. Because a lot of it, majority of it, needs to be said. Let me just make some interventions. And as I always try to speak, it's not from a position of hate. It's not from a position of negativity. It's from a position of strength. It's from a position of vision. It's from a position of empathy, understanding. It's from a position of experience, Howard. And it's all said in a constructive, positive way. Never to break down, always to build up. Getting into what I want to say, Howard. The conversation, Howard, I just made these two notes as you were talking. The conversation, Howard, cannot be we are doing better than the F&M or previous F&M administrations. You hear me, Howard? The thinking, the conversation must be we are doing, meaning we are working and have done, meaning we have already accomplished better than any Bahamas government previous. That's the standard, Howard. That is where we need to be, Howard. We cannot compare ourselves with a failed administration when we are touting our horn or our accomplishments. You follow me, Howard? The standard must be raised much higher when we are comparing. We must be able to challenge and push ourselves much further than those who operated in mediocrity.
It's heavy what you
say. I saw a PM in the news over the weekend, and I appreciate what I see him attempting to try to do. Right, Howard? I fully appreciate that. I see him trying to push through to get some things moving and to get some things done on the ground. Here's where I have the problem, Howard. We know what problems existed. We knew what problems existed before we came into administration. We know it would take a mammoth effort, Howard. That mammoth effort, Howard, at this juncture, 60% in to our administration, on the eve of 60% in of our administration, we should be at the point where we could take a sigh of relief. If everybody was kicking on all cylinders,
Can the PLP take a sigh of relief now? Can they sigh with relief? Can they? We done it.
We are not there in that position.
My God.
On all cylinders, Howard. We need.
But they start. Some of these people. I say you say he was not kicking on all cylinders. You say was like the people start. These people didn't start. We watching
Howard,
them.
Listen, we're too long to kick off. We've been fuddling around, cadoodling around in the background, almost procrastinating on things that we know we could have made the decision on from year one, from 1 month in. For instance, Howard, could you imagine where we would be as a country had we advanced the medical infrastructure that we are seeking to do now in Nassau and on Grand Bahama? Just to give you an example of what I'm talking about, decisions that we should have made from day one, we are just making almost 3 years in.
You think that politicians believe that they have time? You know, people that say, well, I got time. I got time. I got time.
Howard, listen, Howard. I'm saying these things because we know our potential. We have within this administration, Howard, the potential to do some wondrous things before the eyes of Bahamians, Howard. But it's like, no matter how great a sprinter you are, you get out the blocks late, Howard, all you're doing is chasing the rabbit. It's going to take a double and tripling of effort.
That's crazy.
In order for you to accomplish the exact same thing, which you should have been able to do effortlessly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying to you, Howard?
Yeah.
We have a lot of work to do in tourism. Me personally, Howard, I don't hear nobody tells no numbers if they can't correlate that to wealth generation and direct benefit to everyday and all Bahamians, not just the wealthy. We still have a lot of work to do to break the back of status quo in this country. We still have a lot of work to do to generate real empowerment for all Bahamians in this country. We still have a lot of work to do to generate opportunities for Bahamians in this country. Wow. And these things that I'm saying to you, Howard, are the answers to what you have put for these 15, 20 years, Howard. And what I'm talking about to you right now are the answers to solve what you were talking about on Grand Bahama. Well, if you go ahead and you do the repair for the people's home, right? If the people still don't have no economic reach, 2-3 years down the line, they find themselves back in the same hole again.
6 months, Anton, you give them too much time. So 2-3 years indicates that they have something stored away. They have something put up.
No,
Grand Bahama
no.
people have been living like this over 20 years.
Yes,
over 20 years.
So what I'm saying to you, Howard, it may take that long for the product to deteriorate back to where it was when you repaired it in the first place, Howard. We have a lot of work to do, Howard. A lot of work to do.
As a nation, I don't think it's just the PLP, but then for the Prime Minister to be able to come on, I understand his political position.
We are the government.
I understand. He has to be able to give you this idea that we will secure the growth for Grand Bahama, but that has not proven to be so over the past 20 years.
Howard, let me say this to you, Howard, as it relates to Grand Bahama. See, a lot lies in the if, Howard. But the projects are there, Howard. But on those products, Howard, Grand Bahama would experience the shift they haven't experienced since it was the glory or the Magic City.
That's back in the 80s, my brother.
I look forward to it.
I appreciate your telephone call, Anton. I got to let you go. I got a couple more people in here. Thank you so much for that. Let me see if I can take the next call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard. Good day.
Hey, baby. Thanks so much for holding.
No problem. I'm listening to Anton here. However, I want to ask a question because I'm of a very curious nature. It's twice in recent time that the Prime Minister visited Grand Bahama to have meetings with his constituency offices, right?
The Prime Minister visited Grand Bahama to have meetings with his constituency office?
Yeah.
You mean the PLP,
recently, right?
You mean the PLP branch meeting?
Yes, those.
Okay, I think he had, I think most recently, I think I could remember pictures of him being around there for one.
Okay.
I don't remember two times. I remember one in the past, maybe 4 months.
Okay, because I'm trying to figure out here if he can find time to do that. Isn't the same person that he was recently speaking to at the meetings, aren't they the same person, business persons that wanted to see him for the past how long now and can't get a meeting with him?
You make a good point.
I'm very curious because I'm trying to figure out if he can get there to do that. That was important. So these same people now you're trying to woo.
But all you're saying to me is what I'm saying to you, you know. You're saying to me, I said to you, this is a political strategy that the PLP has to show aggression to those in authority in Grand Bahama to show the entire country, everybody else, he gets to show you that we're strong with this government, we're strong with this particular, the Grand Bahama Port Authority, we're going to be able to recoup our money, we can get our $357 million, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. You got to show yourself strong. So everyone can interpret that this is a PM that you don't want to play with. My God, we got to put him back in. That's a strategy.
If I'm on the other side, if I'm on the outside of the house looking in, it seems to me that your game plan should be to win me over. Because if you isolate me and just focusing on what you already have, then that means my vote don't count to you then. That means you don't need me to win the next election then. Because I would assume that the business persons have all their families and stuff. You know, you would take them on too to show them that you are for both sides. But you actually showing us now that you only for who's in your camp. You only checking for what you already have in your house, in your cupboard. You ain't going to buy no more stuff. You good. That's what it seems like to me. I'm sorry to say it like that, but if Anton could explain it better to me, I would like to know. Because that's how it seems to me. Wow. I mean, I'm on the outside looking in. What you see? Don't it look like that to you?
Well, what I see is this, and I appreciate your telephone call, my dear. Thank you so very kindly for that. What I see is this. This is what I see. The PLP, who win by 38% of the popular vote, of persons who actually voted in the last general election in 2021, the PLP has never, by and large, their concern has always been able to capture the imagination and the fanatical nature of who they identified as their base, their grassroots base. Fanatics, not in a bad way. Their allegiance to their organization is without reason. In many instances, the PLP doesn't care for those persons. And this is what we've seen over the course of time. Their care and concern is not to be able to capture those persons who feel disenfranchised, those persons who are indifferent, those persons who are, they have no commitment to any one political organization or another. They're not trying to convert FNMs and being, they're not, they here for these people. That's all we're here for. See, because everyone else is a logical thinker. I just want to be decent. Let's just talk like this. This is only mathematical sense for me. Everyone else seems to be a logical thinker. My mother was in Pindus Point. We was building this stage, right? Me, my daddy, all of us, we was building this stage for mommy to do her thing in Pindus Point, right? I promise you. It took us 3 hours to build this stage, right? We get the plywood, we put it down there, we do everything, we set it up. We put all the things, the flags and all these things for 3 hours. Oh God, for 3 hours. Call my brother right now. Call my daddy right now. Call my mother. This woman stand outside whilst we're putting up the stage. She stand up outside. She wash, she ain't do nothing. She waved one PLP flag and she said, "No turning back," for 3 hours to the top of her voice. And Pindus Point, where is FNM Central? This is who they're looking for. Their care and concern is not about these other persons. They could win. If we could win by the 38%, if y'all are concerned about who is doing this and who is doing that and whether or not these persons are strong, I don't know whether or not we should go with these people, blah, 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 and you're trying to determine, these people will vote for PLP. They say, "Howard, we will vote for PLP if a Satapi." That's who they count on. And if they're counting on that, then the entire approach needs to change. There needs to be significant. You can't depend upon the government or any political organization to educate people about nationalism and a concept and idea for community. Because after you've rendered, you've yielded your strength, your vote, your position, your voice, your passion to these people, you still hungry at the end of the day. You don't own nothing. You get $1 billion investment and 12 and a half jobs to go with it. You pray to God to be one of the 12. How? How, Jesus? You ain't even qualified. Let's dive deeper into this. Let's get a good conversation when we get back right after this.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. Summer may be ending, but the party is just getting started at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss our Summerfest All-Star Bahamian Concert on Saturday, August 17th at the Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater. Enjoy electrifying performances by Abby, Sweet Emily, Elon Moxie, The Mighty Pencil, Chad Colley and the VIPs, Bloody, and more. Best of all, it's free. Gates open at 4 p.m. Show starts at 6 p.m. Grab your crew, bring your vibes. Summer in true Bahamian style.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, here live in the full effect, being able to talk the way that we're talking. Let me see if I can read this text before we go to the telephone line. Good afternoon, Howard. I love listening to your show. With all the hell Eleuther residents are catching now, with no water, no power, and cable, one block of the all-age school in Brylin, Harbour Island, for all those who don't know, in Brylin, was destroyed by fire last night. On island today is Ministers Sweeting, Hannah, and Colby. They walked into a mass demonstration because people are tired of no water and power for days. You see, this is just peculiar. I just want to shoot straight. I can't fight you, man. If you're doing well, I'm gonna be the first one to be able to talk about these things. If you're doing well, I'm going to be able to do that, right? I know that as an administration, the PLP may be having a hard time. As an administration, as a collective block of candidates, they may be having a hard time right now, right? There may be some indifference that exists within the organization, but I'm seeing some shining stars. I'm seeing some lights, and I'm seeing some people who are going to be able to retain them seats, their seats. I've already said that. I've already indicated the Prime Minister, the Deputy Prime Minister. I've already indicated the Minister of Education. These are three people who I believe, so far, oh, well, Howard, what about the other 30? Man, listen to me. Just take your time. Let's relax. We can get to them. But we've identified that no matter how much hell and high water coming down on these people are taking care of their constituents. I got some information indicating that there were issues going down in Cat Island this morning also. But I don't think that there are any mammoth issues that are happening that can't be rectified by the Prime Minister and Member of Parliament for that particular constituency. He would not be unceremoniously discharged because of the one, two issues. They can be rectified. And I think that if he puts his focus on that, it'll be rectified in no time. I see that Chester Cooper sending everything he could send. Whatever he could do. If he put his hand on it, it belongs to Zuma. To Zuma. And these are the kind of conversations that we're going to have with sobriety. And understand that, hey, listen, there is an agenda and an objective to be able to ensure that we be a part of whatever this team is. But I can't be on a team if I don't do my part. I got to take care of my people, eh? I got to take care of my people. If you're out here just trying to be able to render yourself to the will and throw yourself to the feet of the PLP, and don't look at back at your constituency, especially if your constituency is a flip-flop constituency, Bulla, you in problems. Quick telephone call before we go. Caller, go ahead.
Hello.
Hey.
How you doing, Howard?
Hey, what's up, Sparky?
Right there, Howard, I always preach this. First of all, I was born in Chippenham. I set up to say this, Howard. When I was growing up, I used to hear the term used as out islands. Later on, we became family islands.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at the history of the Bahamas, Every prime minister other than Mr. Pendleton came from an out island, family island. Mr. Ingram came from Abaco. Mr. Christie sent from Eleuthero. Brave Davis came from Cat Island. Mr. Minnis came from Grahamstown. I say that to say this. Most of our politicians sitting in the House of Assembly today came from family of island. Now, once they come to New Providence for better education, go off to school, they end up back in New Providence. Maybe the guy from Abaco met a lady from Exuma. They got married. They in the old Fort Bay, Cable Beach. They in New Providence. The only time they go back home to the islands that they were born is when somebody died, a reunion, somebody get married, or retired. How could the family of islands, who keep crying every year about what the government doing for them, expect something to happen in their island if their representatives has already moved from their island to the capital to live here forever? Most of the people right now who talking, even yourself, you have moved to New Providence because of hard times in Grand Bahama.
Of course.
So how is Grand Bahama going to get built up if everybody leaving Grand Bahama coming to New Providence for a job, education, to get married, to live there? And what are they doing? Y'all doing the same thing, leaving your brothers and sisters behind, listening to them cry every day about what y'all ain't doing for them. They want Howard to come down and invest. Grand Bahama to come run for West Grand Bahama. Maybe if we get you in the house, you'll do something for West Grand Bahama. But you ain't going back either. You staying in New Providence.
Sparky,
you got
I can't help nobody if I hungry too. Who I can help if I hungry?
Exactly. That's the same thing happening. That's why our family of islands are being depleted all the way down to Meguana. The only time they go down there...
No, but I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you about Howard Grant outside of government, outside of power, outside of prestige, outside of anything. Howard Grant, who is hitting here, being able to talk about what I see from a national perspective and a national position, and being able to say that this needs to be able to happen in these areas. As I ingest the information, I'm not disassociated with Grand Bahama. I'm very eager to go back home. But there has to be an opportunity that exists there. Let's just shoot straight. And even if I go there with my one opportunity in my satchel, how is that going to be able to sustain an entire community? Let's just be realistic. The government has the power to be able to restore, realign, rejuvenate. The government has the wherewithal to secure the growth for not only Freeport, but for Grand Bahama. But that's not what's happening here. What's happening here is feeding you a story, an idea, and then pulling back on it. We got to deal with that, man. Let's talk about this. Let's take a quick quick break, get to news, and be right back after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Jump on them off you fall. Little lion say, you got to really deal in righteousness. Equality for the people wants peace and justice. Freedom of choices and the right to take a stand against the great deception played upon the nation. We no need no glasses to see that them no care. Them off you kill we a mission and spoil we career. Look how them poison the atmosphere with all them hatred and greed. Injustice and fear, got them got no love, no love, no love in them hearts.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, the foundation. It feels like it. I just got to be able to talk it the way I see it. In the words of the former prime minister, do you have a heart? Do you have a heart? I just want to have this very clear conversation. I think sometimes we prioritize our politics over understanding our responsibility of being able to take care of people. And beyond that, I think this administration, or the PLP more specifically, has had sort of a history of being identified, of always being able to take care of their own, as opposed to being able to be the government for the country. I just want to be able to say that I think that with constructive criticism, with identifying those things, that you can pivot, that you can shift, that you can be able to make modifications to the approach that you've taken to ensure that we can empower all. There's no need to have a casual conversation about lifting all boats and a rising tide and what it does and wiping every tear from every eye. And you know that you're talking to those persons who pledge their allegiance to you. Let's shoot straight. I just want to talk and I want to be decent. That you know that your allegiance has always been to the people who pledge themselves to you, to your organization, to your agenda, no matter your mediocrity. And I'm talking about members of parliament. No matter your mediocrity. Listen, I got 15 names. And if I was a betting man, I'd put money on it to see if I could win something. I got 15 names that say Yoling and never be in the House of Assembly again. That your names would be blotted out from history. That your contribution and your position right now, that the position that you're in right now is only as a result of the fact that your proximity to politics gave you a chance. You did nothing with that opportunity. Nothing. You finally get the gal, and you stand there and you stutter. You don't even know what to say. You ain't prepare yourself in no way. You only visualize, you only dream about her beauty. Boy, if I ever get close to her, boy, you know I know she can want me. Then you get close and you nothing. You get close, but no cigar. Many of you will not see. And I'm not going to do this thing like McElpine because I'm not in the House of Assembly. But many of you will not see politics and leadership in this country again. And we're hoping that whatever you was able to garner from your time in politics, that you could put that in the reserves of your second stomach, like a camel, because that's what you're going to need when this shift happens. Let's shoot straight, guys. I want you to be a part of the conversation with me today. We're just talking sobriety, man, sobriety. We're just talking a sober conversation for us to recognize our responsibility, our position, and being able to make those decisions to see our country grow. I want you guys to be a part of the conversation today. 323-622-3235. 4316-325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300, 5720, hit me up, 422-4796, that's the text. Call on the line with us live, go ahead.
Howard.
Hi.
I think what Spock says, Spock is right on point. The problem with the family island, it's been for 30, 40 years. People that's come, turn, live, did the place, come to Bahamas, come to Nassau, the work. They forget their parents. They forget their parents to take care of them. They wouldn't go back home and do this.
You all really want to have this conversation with me? Because I could chop this down for you. I mean, I don't know if you ever lived.
That's the fact. That's the family.
Yeah, but see, you can't. Facts is modifiable.
Nobody will go back and do nothing for their parents. Let the government take care of them.
I think that's inappropriate for you to say something like that. That's inaccurate. That's inaccurate. That's not correct information. That's sensationalized, but that's not correct.
I'm 66 years old. That's the way I see it.
But your age doesn't have anything to do with you giving me facts.
Getting over 30 years or more.
Okay, now, let me hit it. I appreciate your telephone from calling, my brother. Thank you so very kindly. Let me hit it like this. Okay? Now, I can talk for me, and I can talk for a great deal of people who moved away from Grand Bahama. Listen to me. I love Grand Bahama. I do. All I know is as a result of Grand Bahama. I born and I grow in Grand Bahama. I love my wife. I do. I love her. I'm going to give you a story about Howard Grant and how did I get here. I told you I didn't know what to do after I lost my job at the hotel. I didn't know what to do. I cried for 3 months, 90 days straight on my couch like a sissy. I just can tell you the truth. I can be honest with you. I lay down because my identity was wrapped up in the hotel. I pawn my jewelry. I open up store. I open up restaurant. I sell my cars. I sell every Jesus thing I had to survive in Grand Bahama. Everything. I was finally, after much fasting and prayer, I can be honest with you. after much fasting and prayer, I got a job. I thought I was just being hired on the 52-week program. They called me and they wanted me to be a facilitator. I said, oh, Jesus. They paid me and they said, only Jesus. Listen to me. Listen to me. The woman paid me. I need you to understand, my mother was the member of parliament the entire time I gone through this. The hardest time I ever had in my life. My mother was the member of parliament in Grand Bahama. I got nothing from her. She made it emphatically clear that she will not be viewed as someone who participates with nepotism for the purposes of being able to accommodate anyone. None of us. None of us. Brothers, sister, daddy, uncles, nobody get a contract under my mother. None. So it was on our own like Pat Boone. After I did everything, then I was recognized and identified as a potential candidate for the DNA. I had $0. The money that I just made. Nancy, you don't want to talk real with me. The money I just made. I prayed. I said, Lord, is this what you want me to do? Come to think about it, I didn't think I'd get an answer, but I went ahead. I did it. The entire time I did it, I was on a fast. The entire time. Praying for an opportunity, not only for me, but for Grand Bahama. This is why I had an indifference with those particular persons within the DNA, because I saw some things a little different. Not that they was out here being criminals. They saw some things a little different. I had to make a decision as to whether or not, I told you, I sit down with my grandmother. She said, baby, don't leave. My grammy didn't give me the house. Y'all didn't understand me. I got acres of property. My grammy didn't give me the house. We got another property up the road. I got my cars down there, my family, my brother, my mother, everybody in Grand Bahama. And grammy said, baby, don't go. She said, I'm scared if you go, I can die. And I crying with her. And I said, grammy, I'm scared if I don't go, I can die. Now as a man, I had to deduce the years that she's lived and what she was able to do for her children in comparison to my little 5-year-old and my little 3-year-old, what I need to do for them. Let's shoot straight now. There is nothing to sustain life in Grand Bahama. Nothing. Every administration did nothing. They've only taught us how to be servers in Grand Bahama. I learned a great deal of my entrepreneurialism in Nassau because there's opportunities that exist here. I ain't begging nobody for nothing. And so when you start to talk about going back to Grand Bahama or going back to our home islands, all we need is an opportunity. The government had significant red tape on everything to do with business. Your business license, your business this, for the finances that you need, the capital, for an opportunity to be able to get a piece of land, you can't get nothing. You can't get nothing. It is deadlocked. Unless you got relationships, get this. Now, if you see me move back to Grand Bahama, I don't want you to have no questions because I build the relationships. But let's be fair. People want to live, man. People want to live. Not merely survive, not being able to squeeze and chew on a piece of tablet, find out a Tylenol or a Panadol because you got a toothache and the doctor, you can't see them every Tuesday time as you get there. That's worse than the pool at Bathsheba. The first 10 people getting there, Jesus died. They can't, I got to come back here every Tuesday. Sit out here at 5 a.m. in the morning and somebody friend. You all need to understand what is happening in the family of islands. And let's just be honest. We're not here to make condemnation and be able to reject those persons who are looking for an opportunity for their families. But we're saying to the government, don't give us false hope. Because every single Grand Bahamian, every Abaconian, every Lutheran, every Exumian, every single one, they got a ticket ready to go home now. They will leave everything in Nassau and go home. If there were opportunities to help them thrive. I need you to understand something. For rent alone in Nassau over the past 12 years, just to pay to live and have to take care of my family, I spent over $100,000 just to live, just for my family to live, so when it's raining, they don't get wet. Jesus, you know if I spent $100,000 in grandma, how my house would look? On my piece of property? Do you know? You have no idea. So let's be honest. Let's be sober with our conversation. It is not blaming the people. It is no opportunities that exist in these spaces. None. What am I going to do in Grand Bahama? What? For what I make in here, I take how I could survive in Grand Bahama. What I can do? Let's just shoot straight with this very clear conversation. I hear what you're saying. I hear what Sparky's saying. But if you already never live in the family of violence, you have absolutely no idea. No one wants to be able to throw their pearls amongst proverbial swines. And I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about an environment that's not producing anything. Let's be decent. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, my brother. And how are you?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
I'm good. You know, I promised not to engage in this, but you pulled me. You pulled me, Howard.
I did.
This sober conversation today. I listen and I hear all the things that are espoused by many persons inside this community and many persons who listen to the station and hear you talk and hear other persons share who are bold enough to give evidence to a persons of experience. My only commentary is this. At 50 plus one, I demand that the citizenry of this country demand more from leadership and themselves. See, Howard, it's a two-way street. You as a parent demand something of your children. You want them either academically inclined, you want them either athletically inclined, you want them to be producers, contributors to this country. Your children also demand something of you as a parent. They demand a roof over your head. They demand you to take care of their schooling. They demand that you put clothes on their back. They demand that you give them money to go there and enjoy a little thing. They demand that you provide an education. See, I think the challenge has been 50 plus 1 years as an independent nation, as we want to call it. We've not been making enough demands of our leadership. They've been giving us what they think we want. Mm-hmm. They've been giving us what they think would appease. But have we really been making demands of them? Let me give you an example, Howard. And as you use the family island, I wonder, how does the person, I will use this as an example, on an island like Cat Island, no shade there, accepted for 50 plus 1 years that you didn't have an airport that was big enough for 30 people to really get in there without being claustrophobic? Mm-hmm. How did you, the citizenry, accept that? How did you and Meguana not even have an airport? And you lighten up cars on the runway and you were family coming on that, and every time you could almost die for 50 plus 1 year, that was comfortable. How could you, to this day, in New Providence, the central island, teachers still have to bring their own supply to the school to teach the nation's children? See, this issue is more us and them, you know, because we have accepted it. I say this to you, Howard. I know your wife. Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna let your wife go outside and behave or disrespect you and look and dress and do anything in a manner that you don't accept. Mm-mm. Okay, why? Because you have an expectation that you may do. I say the reverse is that the Bahamian citizenry has not demonstrated to any government that we have a demand of an expectation of what leadership should look like, what achieving a good job as a government should look like, and then hold them to it. Mm-hmm. And I say that the day we decide to say, hey, don't come on the TV and expect me to give you an applause because you paved the road, that's your job. Mm-hmm.
Don't come here and tell me we're opening a hotel inside my island. That's the job. We are so easily appeased that we get the crumbs and we eat it and thinking that we have a mistake. I told you before in the conversation, I haven't heard anyone say anything impressive in almost 30 years in my life. I'm not yet 50. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard anyone say anything amazingly opportunistic that makes me say, wow, I can't wait till this happens. Mm-hmm. That's where we are in this sober conversation. And so until we get to a place as the citizenry that says, Mr. Minister, Mr. Member of Parliament, Mr. Whoever, you are coming to lead us out of greatness. We could establish that we are a good place. To what? What should be the next step? And if you don't have that, I don't have a time for you. Mm. My children are educated. 40 years ago, having a college degree was a big thing. Dear Lord, that kids them. They laugh at going to college because going to college is now they're going to high school. That ain't even a big thing no more. So what is the leadership of the country? And I'm not any side saying to the new generation, the young people who want to be excited about something, they get to work at NAB, they get to work at a hospital, they get to be a police, they get to be a lawyer. We can't do that. Where the cyberspace job? Where the SpaceX job? Where the Tesla in the Bahamas job that we could create? We did nothing new in 50+ years. I said, we have not done nothing new.
I agree with you 100%.
In the world of progressive changes that has happened through the Bahamas, we have not done anything new. And that is why today we have an employment challenge where children are coming out of school, equipped, educated, wanting to have stuff, but we have the exact same industries our grandparents have.
And getting so paid the exact same money.
The same money.
So you're getting paid their granddaddy money.
Yes, see, listen, Esther Howard, there's a problem. You talk about your struggle. You can't even fathom your children's struggle.
No.
You can't.
But we're fighting against that.
The challenge, because they're still going to get the same income that you get now, 20 years from now.
And that's crazy. And it's the truth.
What you think
it's the truth.
So all I say, and I don't want this to end on a difficult place, but it has to be a sober place. We have come to a place where, I would say this very honestly, the well has dried up in the Bahamas of opportunities unless we dig a new hole.
That's crazy. I appreciate your telephone call.
We done drain everything out that the bottom dry.
Our
children need a new well or else they will be starving. You have a good day, Howard.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. Really do. Let me take one more telephone call. I know we got to go to a break. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line with the Zive. Go ahead.
Yeah, Howard.
Hey, what's happening?
I 100% agree with the previous caller. Mm-hmm. Something has to be done, Howard. Something has to be done. The country is going backwards. The country is going backwards. We have a lot of educated persons coming back from colleges in this country. And if you're not politically affiliated with the government or any of that nature, you got to stay where you is. It's better to stay where you is in the U.S. or the U.K. Because you can't make the type of money you will make here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
You got a good education. They're telling you in the Bahamas you're too overqualified. You understand? That don't make no sense to me. No sense at all. Country has to move forward, man. People tired, man. Every consecutive government, you say DNA, reduce, try to be part of them. Everybody have their little idea how they want to make the country better, but they always getting selfish. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
When they get in there, they get selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they have to be for the people out with, man. Everybody can't be crying and say to say they don't want to listen to them.
I agree with you.
It's getting worse and worse.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you, man. Thank you so much for your telephone call. I appreciate that. We're going to take a break. Before I take a break, let me read this. It's good afternoon, Mr. Howard. I agree with you. I came from an island. My folks was old and farm on our property on the island was their only income. They didn't get pension. They didn't get pension back then because of politics. Don't know what the caller was talking about. This is Texas Cummings. He said, I don't know what the caller was talking about. People don't know. They don't know. Everybody is gauge you based upon their reality, their exposure, their understanding, their experiences, but don't understand that all of us could live in the same bubble and have different experiences. But we're part of a greater objective and part of a greater theme that's called the Bahamas. And if I'm saying let's work out on these particular end, then you tell me let's work out on your end, and we put all the issues in the middle and we start to decipher that and deal with it accordingly. You can't reject me because you don't understand. Let's be decent. Let me take this quick break, get right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Get ready to celebrate independence the BK way with our new Independence King Combo. Choose from our classic flame grilled beef version or indulge in a crispy chicken breast topped with savory bacon, arugula, crisp onion rings, cheese, and our special tropical sauce. Both come with fries and a drink for a flavor sensation perfect for celebrating every year. Remember to top off your Independence King Combo with a delicious guava sundae or the new guava ice shaker, available only at Burger King Nassau.
Summer may be ending, but the party is just getting started at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss our Summerfest All-Star Bahamian Concert on Saturday, August 17th at the Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater. Enjoy electrifying performances by Abby, Sweet Emily, Elon Moxie, The Mighty Pencil, Chad Colley and the VIPs, Bloody, and more. Best of all, it's free. Gates open at 4 p.m. Show starts at 6 p.m. Grab your crew, bring your vibes, and let's end this summer in true, true Bahamian style.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. I never like to give you all too much of my information. You know, I start my business, my wife say, oh my God, my eyes be rolling when you start your, oh, you don't know how to call your mouth. No, I just want to be honest with you sometimes. I don't have to give you this information. I could give you that kind of a robotic approach. I could give you that kind of the silhouette of sincerity, right? The silhouette of sincerity. I like that. Yeah, yeah. That's just the outskirts, the perimeter of sincerity. There's no substance. There's no real meaning. There's no care there. It's only a silhouette. It ain't real. It's a facade. It's not real. I can give you that. Like many politicians, like many persons in leadership, like maybe your girlfriend, maybe even your wife or your husband. These people that give you the silhouette of sincerity. They hit you with a nice, and a little smile. You know, they see a little smile there, yes. They hit you with that kind of a smile. But I don't really, that ain't helping me. That don't, you don't get nowhere with that. I'd rather us row. At least we can get some honesty out of this conversation. I could give you that if that's what you want. But that's just not who I am. And that's not what the foundation is about. Let's have an honest conversation. We are broke. We are broke. I saw more advertisements for people going on, for people going back to school. I saw more things come across my phone with people starting ASU. You don't even know if you could trust these people. But my God, you got to take a chance. I saw more advertisement with people going back to school to start little ASU. Back to school, start your ASU now. 5,000, 10,000, 12,000. I've seen these things. You know, I used to be an ASU and grandmama all the time. all the time. In Grand Bahama. Now you ain't got no money to put down. My God, let's be decent. 323-623-3252-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello, good day.
Hey.
Mr. Howard Grant.
How you doing? I'm good, man. What's happening?
Yeah, bless up to you and the whole Bahamian Bahamas Nation.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah. I call in to concur with you and kind of disagree with the gentleman we call about who don't know nothing about being from the islands and coming to Nassau to try and survive and missing out on half of your family's life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, my mom is almost in her 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I've been over there like 10 or so years. Me and your story is almost similar.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, to draw you a little closer, I'm from Arden Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know about Arden Forest?
Yeah, my uncle lived right back there. You know my uncle, Koloff.
Koloff is your uncle?
That's my uncle.
Yeah, that's my good cut.
You all used to play basketball by him. Used to play ball by him.
Yeah, he was a basketball player. Me and his son played ball off in
Elliot.
The West together.
Elliot. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was the next to him and I played with him.
Okay. I know who you is then.
He came with me.
I know who you is then.
You know who I am then.
I know who you all is. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, let me let them know a little bit about the Bahamas, about Freeport, like you say. And being having to come to Nassau so that you don't die. But I used to frequent Monty's Bar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know about Monty's Bar downtown.
No, I know about that.
Monty's right across from the post office.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
By Tico's clothing store too.
Yeah, I see. I know what you're talking about.
You familiar? You ever used to pass through there like on a Friday or through the week and see the fellas out there washing cars and
downtown
and all those types? Yeah, downtown.
Yeah.
Okay, well, like you say.
In Freeport, right? Okay, now, so Freeport. I used to go right there by they used to have the Kong Salad stand and the little record store. I used to get all my CDs, my eclectic music, out of that little basket in there. Yes.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you know that most of those fellas who used to be knocking about downtown, all of them were my friends. And all of them, like, 90% of them are dead right now.
So you know Perry and Day Day, and you know all them fellas from Sea Grape.
Yes, sir.
Okay, praise.
I know all them fellas.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so to talk about having to come to Free Nassau to survive, right? I might end up jumping back and forth, but I really want to talk about my mom, who is in Freeport, suffering to the day,
mm-hmm.
and have a member of Parliament as a family member, which is just like your mom, don't want to be involved in no nepotism or tarnish their integrity in no type of way. Because
mm-hmm.
we are honest family, right? So mm-hmm. we don't get nothing, no benefits, no anything. But my dad and my mom struggled all their life and built themselves a nice little home in Arden Forest off mm-hmm. of Sergeant Major Road.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was getting... She was working at the hotel. She was a supervisor at Lucayan Beach and Lucayan Marina. Got fired when the former prime minister decided to make this big grand Lucaya, which I think was the worst. That was part of the first part of the downfall of Freeport Grand Bahama.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Besides, I wouldn't talk about the man-made beach in the bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
That the former prime minister...
Well, they can dig up now. They can dig it up now. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, agreed to build and destroy the whole of Freeport.
That didn't make no sense. Shot. But okay, praise God.
You understand?
Yeah.
And let me get back to my mom. She was collecting a check from social services for working all these years and whatsoever, maybe a pension too, I'm not sure. Right?
Mm-hmm.
They came to my mom's house the other day. My mom went to try and renew or get her social service check, you know, to get a little bit of... She works in the market, too, at Port Lucaya,
mm-hmm.
where there's no tourists walking around. Like
zero.
Saw there's a million tourists.
Zero tourists. You go
no
home with... If you go home with $4, you did well.
She got to find money to pay rent to the port for to be in the market, all these things. She is limited to what she could sell, not like in Nassau, where these Jamaicans and Haitians in our marketplace sell any and everything they want to the tourists.
Mm.
Right? Besides that, she went to get a check. And so they say they have to come and do a little examination of how she's living in order to be eligible for to receive this money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, Dorian, just think our host. We got no help all over the radio stations. They was talking about what they was doing for the Bahamians in Freeport or whatsoever concerning Dorian.
Mm-hmm.
She got minimal help, if any. Right? She carried them to the house where we stayed at, where she lives now.
Blue Top.
They said in Freeport or in Arden Forest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When she carried them there, they say, oh, you have running water. Plus you get a stove, a washer, and a dryer. Say, we can't give you no money, no extra money. We can't help you out.
That's how they assess you.
Yes. You understand? She.
This was the DRA? This is the Disaster Recovery Authority?
Pardon me?
Was this the DRA who assessed you?
This was about 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. And keep in mind, like I say, she built her house back by herself. My mom is almost 80 years of age. Almost about to celebrate.
I noticed this tearing you to pieces that you hear, and she home doing this by yourself.
I can't go back to Freeport because I ain't be knocking about or asking my mommy to give
drinking
me no $20 or $30.
No.
Out of marketplace money. I'd rather build some money and send her and be sending her money. I don't like missing out on these days of her life.
Wow.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying.
Who's talking about people like abandoning their parents and this and that. It's unfair what they're doing to Grand Bahamians and the Nassau-centric ways that has been going on for the last 30 years or 25 years or so. It's ridiculous. And to me, it feels like because our first premier and prime minister of the Bahamas had certain people on his team that didn't like his vision. And I think Grand Bahamas was victimized because everybody else who came in after him like did a significant amount of damage to Grand Bahama or didn't do nothing.
That's
about
crazy
the
what
damage
you're saying.
That was done to Grand Bahama.
That's crazy what
and,
you're saying.
You know?
I appreciate your telephone call, cuz man. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Man, you see, if I start to open up my heart to you and let you understand, I love my grandmother so bad. I was 10 years old laying down in my bed. And I thought about her dying or not being there for me. Now, I come up in this kind of a time that I used to ride with Grammy and Granddaddy all day. If it's just me and them, all day. My mother worked in Freeport. So she was secretary at administration person. She was at Syntex, right? So I was in 8 Mile Rock all day, right? So I was riding with Grammy, and at 10 years old, I lay down in my bed and I cry for over an hour to think about what I would do and how I'd feel hopeless if I didn't have my grandmother. That love never stopped. I love my grandmommy. Listen to me. She think I's her son, the beloved son. She said, baby, you remember when we went on? I said, Grammy, I wasn't even born yet. Oh, Jesus, I forget, baby. Every large trip she ever been on, I in the room with these old women, they got their pantyhose over the shower, and here smell like Bengay. It's too much. I can't sleep. My eyes burning, but I with Grammy. We in New Orleans, I with Grammy. I love my grandmother. Grammy said, baby, your granddaddy dead. Come stay with me. No question. The next night I was in the house. I love her. And because I love her, my family love her. I tell you, I cry when I had to come here. But I couldn't do this to my children, not afford them an opportunity. Don't fight us, man. Help us. Help us agitate for change in our environment. Help us to be able to see something real and tangible and real change in our communities. Don't fight us, man. My grandmother is come and go now, and that breaks my heart. That I was in there, I feel like it's my fault because my children was living in the house and it kept her mind active. And as soon as I left, I made a couple calls every couple of weeks and I could hear her mind slipping. She couldn't remember. She said, hey, how you doing? She's very, you know, she's polite. That's what she learned all her life. Hi, how you doing? Nice to see you. Yes, yes, yes. And then she'll ask you, and who is this I'm talking to? Breaks my heart. This is what I got to go through. But then I revive myself with a clear understanding that I got to contribute and build something for the next generation. This is what we go through. Everybody don't have a gravelicious concept, an idea to come here and suck from the land. There's a desire to survive. And I think that if there was a calamity from a global standpoint, as much as you're indifferent with Haiti, you might be in Haiti trying to survive. Talk to me. That's just life. This is life. You can sit down and pout about it, or you can live it. Let's be real. One last telephone call. Telephone call, go ahead. Go ahead, caller. No? 323-623-2323-54316-325-4259. Anywhere from the Family Violence 242-300-5720. Mr. Grant, I'm from Grand Bahama. Mr. Grant, I'm from Grand Bahama, but I'm now on Abaco working. As soon as I can see something moving in Grand Bahama, I am gone. But this is a good part. I'm doing good. I'm doing good in Grand Bahama, but Mr. Grant, home is home. Mr. Grant, home is home. We love home. That's what we know. That's all we know. Don't fight us about it. Quick break. Be right back after this.
Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Marco's is the talk of the town this summer.
We've got an irresistible deal for you and your family. Purchase two medium, one topping pizzas, a delicious pizzoli, and cool down with a free 2-liter soda. All for just $27.50. Visit your or order online at marcospizzabahamas.com and get yours today. After all, what's the summer without Marco's Pizza?
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you are selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
Last few minutes of the conversation, guys. I want to thank you so much for being able to tune in with us today. We just talked about sobriety. I think that's going to be the theme for the next few weeks. Sober up, sober up, sober up, sober up. You drunk in stupidity. You drunk and dazed in this sort of an idea that your political organization is the answer. You dazed and confused. Sober up. Sober up. And is that sobriety going to be able to get us realigned with our faith and our conviction to be able to do something? To at least stand up and agitate for something bigger? Let's talk, man. Let's talk with sobriety and understanding that we have a responsibility to do some stuff. So it says, Howard, who are these idiots? And who are they trying to absolve the government, who we pay our tax dollars to incentivize these island economies to encourage development? Says the same goes for most of the neighbors from the south who are here. It's for the necessity, but they would rather be in their own country save for the economy. That's the truth. I don't think a Haitian wants to be here. I'm not talking about the second generation, third generation, fourth generation Haitians. I'm talking about those set who knew that they could wake up in the morning, go outside, pick bananas, planting, jump in the thing, do these particular things. They remember the joy that existed in their childhood, the innocence of childhood, and they want to kind of convey that to their kids. I'd often tell my children stories about how I used to be in the bush and have a little camp and this and that. And my son look outside. We in Nassau now. He look outside in the bush in the back where I was there. And I said, boy, you ain't in there. You crazy? You crazy? I must let you go in that bush there. I don't even know what's going on. Boy, get your... This is how I got to talk to him. But this is only because we're in Nassau. Isn't it, Maroc? You could go anywhere you want to go. Because I home. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead. You got 30 seconds. Caller, go ahead. You're on with me live. I can't hear it.
Hey, Howard.
Hey.
You just came in just now.
Okay, go ahead.
Very, very quickly here. It prompted me, one of the previous callers prompted me. I listened quite intently to the show up to this point, where he spoke about basically the nation is seemingly on autopilot. There's nothing new that has happened really in this country from since the past, say. What I mean by that is when we talk about vision, we talk about all the visionary stuff that the first PLP government, i.e. under Salinden, in the first 10, 15 years that they were able to accomplish to move this country toward where we thought where he thought he would like to see it go. The journey has begun, but after he would have demitted office, it seems as if everything went.
Who is he? He who? Lyndon Billet? Who you mean, he? Lyndon Billet?
Yeah, Lyndon Billet.
Okay, go ahead.
Brought about, in other words, all of the first, national insurance, the defense force, the police force, stuff like that. It really brought something new and fresh to this country. We talk about right now, my biggest pet peeve right now is, yes, we have all the children going off to learn all these different skills and talents and actually engage in some of the industries that we don't have here, but yet we don't have a group of persons representing the government of this country to encourage them to bring some of the not working in the Bahamas, but is not.
But that's what you got your ambassadors for. That's what your ambassadors for, to go out, to sniff out what could be used, to identify, to deduce, and to be able to capture, bring those things back home. That's what you're there for.
Well, that they are only a microcosm or just a part of the government. But what is the government doing in terms of, and I'm not talking about Howard, let me get it straight for the record. I'm not talking about the foreigner coming into this country to bring business here for we, the Bahamian people, to work for them. I'm talking about the Bahamians who have gone off, have actually crafted and created their career path, who are perhaps presidents in these companies, vice presidents, so on and so forth. So they have the wherewithal to do the business over there, but try to bring the business here to create a new paradigm, to create a new business model and strategy to bring economics here. But yet you do not hear the government, and I'm saying it from the aspect of not being, you don't hear these conversations where, okay, someone is doing nuclear science. They want to deal with nuclear fission, for instance. I'm just using it for an example. How is it that we can apply this, even though the Bahamas may not be ready for it, but how is it that we can bring the industry here to attract those persons on the outside who is in that field? to come and help develop the field here so we can begin a new paradigm shift toward the new Bahamas. These are the things I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We don't hear these conversations.
No.
Therefore, the Bahamas will remain just where we are because we do not have, in closing, visionary leaders.
That's
in
crazy.
The true sense. But thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, man. I appreciate your telephone call. Let me see if I can take the next one really quick. Caller on the line, go ahead, quickly.
Brother Grant, how are you, sir?
I'm good, man. What's happening with you?
Good, man. The gentleman before, the last gentleman,
mm-hmm.
who was talking about his mummy
mm-hmm.
and how social service does their thing now.
Mm-hmm.
I can attest to that. I don't know social service unless you want your law. Something because
well, let me tell you what I think it is. What I think it is that in the past, persons would have passed on, and social service would just be dishing out checks and not knowing that these persons have been passed six months, a year.
Brother Grant, I'm talking about me. I'm talking.
Oh, you mean you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Me.
Okay.
I have a sight impairment problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've contributed to the government. I've been working for my MRC about 18.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and. They came to my house to verify me last month.
Mm-hmm.
And the people said they put my thing into a computer. And the computer said, I'm not qualified for a check from social service anymore. The computer, now the computer, and he can put out what you put in.
So
then I called them back to find out.
I need to know more about this.
I'm not eligible to get the check no longer. The only thing happened
but
to
why?
Me.
But why? Why? What did the computer say?
I received the check to now is my eyes got dimmer. That's all. Nothing else. Nothing else changed in my house. Nothing changed.
So they say you
going on somewhere.
You got to call me back with this.
And
I need more information.
Money.
No, I need more information on this. I need to understand.
I can give you all the information you need over the radio. I don't care.
No. I mean, but you can't do it now. I'm out of here too, in 2 minutes. I got to get out of here.
I can call you tomorrow and give you all the information you want.
Well, I'd like that.
I can tell you the person who I dealt with.
No, you ain't got to give me the people's name.
Yeah, I have nothing to hide no more.
Okay. Well,
I'm
call
tired,
me tomorrow.
I'm tired.
Call me tomorrow, then. Let's talk about that. Guys, I can't take your telephone calls. He says, in the 80s, the Rastas was lawless, drug dealing, bullies walk off the buses without paying. People were afraid of them, right? I don't know where that text goes. Oh, that's a whole different show. I'm sorry, right? So this is Howard. The prime ministers need to lend a team to Eleuthera and fix the problem. The people will not forget how they were treated. Well, the only one that can reflect bad on is Clay, because the people can be good. It says, Grand Bahama have so much potential and infrastructure for economic growth and development. So what is happening today? Why the downfall? And this is from the mayor of Grand Bahama. It says, you want to sell one of your properties? Sir, hell no. Are you out of your mind? What? Gee, you must be crazy. I must sell my property in Grand Bahama? Never. You got to be out of your mind, right? Guys, that's the show today. I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to tune in with us today. We're going to dive into this. We're going to be able to deal with some stuff and get the pre-recording going on for Stay Sober Bahamas. This is the initiative with the independents. We're going to have good conversations over the next 3 weeks. I look for you to be able to be a part of it. If you want to sponsor the show and hear your name out here and put some stuff in, call me now. 827-0111. 827-0111. We'll see you tomorrow right here on The Foundation. Have a great day, guys.